So we're back, MMS 2013 at the Channel 9 stage. This is the Ed Show. Rick Claus here, and I've got Brian and Adam. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves first?
Yeah, I'm Brian Sirossi. I'm a program manager on the Windows Server team.
Sweet.
And oversee the Fast Track program.
Okay.
My name's Adam Fazio. I'm a solution architect within our Private Cloud Center of Excellence group. And I've been working with Brian on Fast Track since day one.
Okay, so as you can probably tell, we're going to be talking about the Fast Track. And it's something you might not know what the name actually means marketing-wise. Can you give us a little bit of a background for what the Fast Track is and how someone would possibly use the Fast Track?
Sure. So the total formal name is Microsoft Private Cloud Fast Track.
Right.
It was also previously known as Hyper-V Cloud Fast Track. It was changed to indicate it's more than just Hyper-V. Mm-hmm. It's really around the whole management stack. And it's around the hardware components for our OEMs as well. So the whole goal, the value proposition of what FastTrack is, it's just Microsoft's best patterns and practices for building private cloud,
yep.
But it's not just Microsoft. It's the full end-to-end story with our hardware partners, so it's the compute, storage, networking, the Windows stack, virtualization stack, and the system center management stack, all predefined, pre-designed, validated, tested, and delivered.
Okay, and I got a strange suspicion that the solutions architect over there was involved.
He had
to be able to do it.
Just a little bit.
So literally, this is something that I could go to an OEM vendor, my choice, and I could have pre-configured hardware, pre-configured software, lock and stock and barrel turnkey solution of a Hyper-V solution, sorry, of a private cloud solution, arrive, bloop, right there on my site.
Pretty much. Oftentimes, it will be part of a services-led engagement as well.
Okay. So there's,
because
there's
there can be some customization to a particular customer site.
Okay.
Doesn't always have to be that way. But one point you made is an important one. When we do look at other private cloud solutions out there outside of Microsoft, oftentimes they're limited to just one select group of partners, mm-hmm. one compute partner, one storage partner, one networking partner. In the case of Private Cloud Fast Track with Microsoft, we obviously have great relationships with a lot of different partners. So we have solutions from just about everyone under the sun. Mm-hmm. Dell, IBM, HP, Fujitsu, NEC, Hitachi, Cisco, NetApp. I mean, everyone you can imagine, we have solutions.
Okay. So, Adam, I'm going to put you on the spot here, man.
Can you
tell me a little bit about the components from the software stack side of things that are inside of it that I'd see? Now, I'm assuming with a Fast Track that's... It sounds like it's, do you want a small or medium? Do you want fries with that? Do you want to have lettuce on the tomato and the hamburger, stuff like that?
Right.
It's like very customized. So like from a software perspective, you let a little bit out of the bag as far as it has a hypervisor, which is Hyper-V. It has System Center into it. But what are the kind of pieces that are in there?
Right.
Configuration and architectural design piece.
So we've evolved it over time to be more and more holistic, to try to address all of the components you need to formulate a private cloud.
Okay.
Today, it looks like Windows Server 2012 Hyper-V and potentially some storage and networking advanced capabilities in the platform there.
Okay.
In other cases, taking advantage of the OEM partners' advanced capabilities in their storage and networking platform.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see things like the Cisco Nexus 1000V as well in that, you know, in those SKUs.
Okay.
On the management side, it's System Center SP1, but it's not every single component. It's specifically Service Manager, App Controller, Orchestrator, Operations Manager, and VMM.
And these are already configured and working?
They are pre-deployed and integrated with each other.
Okay.
We're talking management packs, both our own and the partner management packs. So you have deep integration down to the bare metal layer as well. Like, is a fan failing on a blade?
Yeah, yeah.
All the way up to, you know, the application side of things on our side.
Now, I was joking earlier about the tomato or the lettuce and that sort of stuff, but like, do these come in different types of sizes? Like is this designed for a mom and pop candle making business, or is this for, you know, thousands of seats, or is this for tens of thousands of seats? Like, what kind of sizes are we talking about here?
Well, one thing we actually did, so here at MMS, we're launching version 3 of Fast Track. Version 3 is based on Windows Server 2012 and System Center 2012 Service Pack 1.
Okay.
And in version 3, unlike the previous versions, we actually do have dedicated sizes. So now we have Fast Track Small and we have Fast Track Medium.
Okay.
And Fast Track Small is really typically around 2 to 6 nodes. And it's really more for the mom and pop shop. It's really more of a consolidation appliance or a virtualization appliance, where you might put 100 virtual machines on one of these things, a half rack, a little bit of compute, storage, and networking. Now, Fast Track Medium is more traditional, what we've done in the past, and these scale anywhere from about 6 nodes to 64 nodes. So our different solutions from our different partners are targeted at different sizes.
Okay.
But then each solution also grows. It's not a point in time. When you buy a solution, you can buy it as low as like 8 nodes. But then it has guidance about how to add more memory, how to scale it to more nodes, how to add more disk. So the goal is, as your company technical needs grow, the Fast Track solution will also.
Okay. Now, Adam, with the small and the medium instances, as far as the sizes are concerned for the basic packages, is it the same software in both, or is there different types of software in the smaller version?
The difference between small and medium primarily is medium is a complete private cloud.
Yeah.
Small is an appliance with just inbox management only, no system center.
So we got the gorgeousness and the beautiness of Server Manager and being able to manage multiple servers.
Exactly.
Windows 8 admin workstation, that sort of stuff. Very, very cool things. But it is already integrated, so it would also have all the appropriate drivers and all the different additional value-add software that the vendor would be providing as well.
Yeah, and the small solutions also use the cluster-in-a-box hardware as well as traditional SAN devices.
Yeah.
So there's some really new, interesting hardware to be found in those configs.
And I'm curious to find out how many, I guess it's almost infinite, the number of different possibilities that you have with the different hardware partners, but what have you seen from a partner perspective for adoption of this and unique solutions that they've come up with that are kind of cool, if you want to call out a couple, if it's possible?
I can do that. We just have validated a couple the past couple weeks to launch at MMS here.
Yeah.
The first one we validated was Cisco and NetApp based on the FlexPod architecture, which is Cisco UCS Blade Systems, NetApp FAS storage, the Cisco Nexus networking infrastructure in the middle there.
Mm-hmm.
You say that the number of instantiations can be infinite, but really, really it can't. There are sweet spots. There are things that enterprise computing systems need to do and need to do repeatedly and well and predictably. So it's generally we're looking at a minimum of 8 cores, logical cores, and scaling up from there.
Mm-hmm.
Many of these systems are now dual socket with 8 cores per socket, so you can see how that'll grow over time as the core counts increase. And that particular solution I was talking about, the Cisco NetApp, is a fully converged solution, so it's all of the storage networking and the Ethernet networking is going across the same fabric.
Okay.
And they have some very sophisticated capabilities they've been building into the platform with. So for instance, like Brian was saying, one of the key differentiators is that we're not a rigid architecture. If you decide down the road that you want to house 500 more VMs and they are heavy database, IO intensive workloads, slap in more blades, slap in some more storage shelves, or maybe some more caching techniques on the storage tier, and now you've got a solution that can handle that.
Mm-hmm.
On the Cisco side, you slap in a blade, and they have automated workflows that will provision that blade from bare metal to a fully functioning Hyper-V cluster node in just a few minutes.
Excuse me.
I was going to ask about from a storage technology perspective. Now, the partners that are involved in this sort of stuff, are they going with SAN solutions, or are they starting to leverage some of the technologies that are in box, like storage spaces, as being able to scale for different sizes and stuff?
Well, one of our goals is we have two goals. We do want to light up some of the new technologies that are coming in Windows Server 2012.
Right.
But we also do want to provide the OEMs flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
They know their market. They know the segment that they're trying to sell to.
Oh, totally.
So we do have flexibility. The new solutions we're seeing come out are both storage spaces, traditional fiber channel SAN, fiber channel over Ethernet as well. So we're seeing varied solutions from different partners covering the real whole gamut.
I guess it gives them, obviously, again, the flexibility. They choose their area of expertise and what they feel is going to be the best thing for the customers they're trying to market to for their fast track options. And then you put in the different components that they need to have.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Now you guys had a session today it was today, previously recorded. You can have the link down below there if you want to go off and take a look at it. Were there any interesting questions that came up that kind of surprised you during the session?
Well, we took questions after the session.
Yeah.
And there were quite a few. And we also had our OEM partners come up and join us, so we were able to sort of jointly answer some of those questions.
Okay.
Mine were mostly around the integration story,
right?
Because as you know, in an enterprise, you're generally not, it's not a completely greenfield deployment.
Right.
So there are questions around what are the sort of dependencies, infrastructure dependencies, environmental.
You already have existing domains, you already have existing IP addresses. How does that affect it when this particular solution arrives on my loading dock kind of thing?
Right. Maybe you have an existing service desk tool that you don't want to replace with our product. How do we integrate?
Okay.
So we have those conversations. And those are great conversations to have with SP1.
Now, for the things that you've seen so far for deployments of the Fast Track solution, when it arrives on the loading dock and truck backs up and drops off this stuff, you mentioned that there's a services agreement of some kind, probably with the partner and maybe with us. I don't know the background of it. Is how long does it take to get this thing literally uncrated and working? Would you say, and I'm not going to hold to these numbers.
Sure.
I'm just kind of curious. How long would it be?
Well, let's answer that in two different ways. So as we mentioned, we have Fast Track Small and Fast Track Medium.
Right.
Fast Track Small is typically around, like I said, a half rack. Those are designed to be true appliance. They're shipping directly from the manufacturer, pre-wired, pre-racked, ready to go.
Yep.
So it's literally plug it in, push the big red button, and it goes. The Fast Track Medium, you can also buy it from most of the vendors in that model as well. But we do find that some customers have maybe existing networking or storage technology that they want to integrate with. So that requires a little more SI work or consulting work to basically integrate with an existing infrastructure.
Okay.
But you can. Fast Track Small and Medium, you can be up and running within a day or two if you wanted to. If you want to do some more customization, it may take a little longer.
Okay, so you guys are going to be able to have one of those trucks back up to Building 43 and drop one off in 6209 for me?
Oh, we'll let you play with one for a little while, sure.
That'd be perfect. Anyway, thanks a lot for taking the time out of your schedules to stop by and talk about the Fast Track. Again, this is something that it's been around for three different revisions now,
yep.
Which is really, really cool, but it's not something I've heard an awful lot about, and I'm glad that you guys had a session and that you can share this with everyone else that's there.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks a lot for taking the time, guys, and we'll be back.